With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former U.S. Representative George Santos has been sentenced to over 7 years in prison. The New York Republican pleaded guilty last summer to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. He served less than a year in Congress before being expelled in 2023. That's after his lies and fraud were uncovered. Migrants facing removal from the U.S. must meet strict conditions to contest their removal under the Alien Enemies Act.
Newly unsealed court documents show migrants subject to deportation under the Alien Enemies Act are being given about 12 hours to decide if they want to contest their removal. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement official says the migrants are served with a form about their legal rights, but it's only available in English, though ICE says it is read to people in a language they understand. The document says they can make a phone call, but doesn't explicitly say they can challenge their removal. They then have 24 hours to file documents in court. I'm Ben Thomas.
And today is the final day that Pope Francis lies in state ahead of his funeral on Saturday at the Vatican.
Tens of thousands of people are queuing up to enter St. Peter's Basilica to pay their respects to Pope Francis a day before his funeral. The Vatican said more than 90,000 people had paid their respects by Thursday evening. Heads of state and royalty will start converging on Rome for the funeral of Pope Francis in Vatican St. Peter's Square. President Donald Trump and Argentine President Javier Milei are among the leaders arriving on Friday, the last day the Argentine Pope will lie in state in St. Peter's Basilica. Francis's coffin will then be sealed in the evening in preparation for his funeral on Saturday. I'm Karen Chamas.
And on Wall Street, the Dow dropping 86 points, the Nasdaq Composite ahead 143. This is SRN News. A poll about persuasion. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
It comes from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, and it asks Americans who don't believe in God how likely it is that their minds could be changed. Amongst those who are the most adamant that they cannot be persuaded to believe that God exists are those who have graduate degrees from college. The youngest Americans, Generation Z, also less likely to be persuaded, as are members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Tennessee State Legislature has adjourned without passing a bill aimed at keeping males out of female bathrooms and similar private areas. Lawmakers did give final approval to a measure that would ban local governments or higher education institutions from making employment decisions based on consideration of someone's race, ethnicity, sex, age, or other demographic information. This is SRN News. The U.S. will soon require enhanced identification for air travelers.
Starting May 7th, most adults catching a flight in the United States will be required to present a passport or an upgraded state-issued identification card that meets federal Real ID standards. Obtaining an ID with that designation, indicated in most states by a white star in a circle, means taking more documents to the Motor Vehicle Agency than most states require for regular IDs. For those that still need to go through the process, you'll likely have to wait. Some states are booked solid, and others only a few appointments before the deadline are left. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Texas lawmakers have passed a $1 billion education bill that allows families to use public money to pay for private school tuition. It's a major victory for school voucher proponents nationwide and one that had been pushed by President Trump. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.